93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Prepping for yet another hurricane in Louisiana. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Delta will hit later today.
Mandatory evacuation orders across southwest Louisiana jamming highways as tens of thousands are packing up and getting out of harm's way yet again.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Lake Charles. Delta is on the same path as Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago, and that damage hasn't been fixed.
You still have trees on cars. You have piles of debris littering the roadway, even some downed power line still, if you can believe that.
Delta has 120-mile-an-hour winds, but may weaken a bit. President Trump says he'll get another COVID test today, but he seems to think he beat it.
They found very little infection or virus, if any.
So he told Fox's Hannity he's hoping to get back out campaigning with a rally tomorrow. Democrats are skeptical of his health.
I think that the public needs to know the health condition of the president.
So the House Speaker will take action today. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Maryland Democrat Jimmy Raskin are introducing legislation that would create a commission to judge the presidential capacity to discharge the powers and duties of the office. Such a commission is described in the 25th Amendment, which creates the framework for power to be transferred to the vice president. The amendment gives authority to the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare the president disabled, or a declaration from a body as Congress may by law provide. Any legislation like that being proposed today would need the approval of the House, the Senate, and the President. Dave.
Wawa Tosa outside Milwaukee has been arrested. So have Alvin Cole's sisters for violating a curfew imposed after protests that got destructive following the decision not to charge the police officer, who is also black. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Well, it doesn't look like there will be a presidential debate next week in Miami. It was supposed to be a town hall format, but President Trump says he'll skip it after it was changed to a virtual event, not in person. He says it'll let Democrat Joe Biden get the answers from someone. Frank Fahrenkopf with the Commission on Presidential Debates says no.
The president said you don't want that kind of a debate where you're sitting in front of a computer. You're not. The provisions were that they would sit wherever they wanted to. The president could do it from the Oval Office. There would be people present, press people. Also with Biden, people there to make sure that he wasn't reading off a teleprompter.
But the president says he'll hold a rally instead. Joe Biden is now planning his own town hall in Philadelphia that night, and the next debate beyond next week is still scheduled October 22nd. The UN's World Food Program has won the Nobel Peace Prize.
For its efforts to combat hunger.
Especially, says Nobel Committee Chair Barrett Rice Anderson, in this coronavirus pandemic that has left more people in the world hungry. There could be more gains on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising before the opening bell. A close game kicked off week five of the NFL season.
In a Super Bowl 52 rematch, Nick Foles beat Tom Brady again.
Foles end zone!
Joe Buck on Fox. Foles finding Jimmy Graham for his lone touchdown pass of the game. He would finish with 243 yards in the air, but it would be Cairo Santos' 38-yard field goal with just over a minute to go that lifts the Chicago Bears to a 20-19 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady with a flub at the end of the game on the final drive, miscounting his downs, unaware of the turnover as the Bucs drop to 3-2, while the Bears go to 4-1 to open the season. First time that's happened since 2012. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs, the Dodgers, Braves, and Astros advance to the Final Four. The Yankees beat the Rays, so New York and Tampa Bay play one more game tonight to decide that series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 83 with sunshine, partly cloudy into the evening with a low 60, up to 82 Saturday and Sunday, down to around 60 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions. Chance of rain just slight, and then it bumps up to a 30% shot at showers coming into Monday, which technically is Columbus Day. There are some folks that are off of school, and I'm not sure if it's a like a national holiday anymore for banks and post office and stuff.
I don't know.
Everything's the same. Just claim COVID.
I think, yeah, just it's Corona.
And especially, you know, I don't even know if there's a Columbus statue anymore. I mean,
it used to be a parade or something, didn't it?
I don't know. 54 now on ESPN 93.5.
I mentioned that little note we got last hour from Karen. Says, yeah. Dear Stevie, thank you so much for you and Diane's enlightenment each day. Love when your brother and Coach Ditka are on too. Thank you for the Stever to Curtis Orchard. This is the second year I was able to pick up donuts for my favorite fourth grade class at Lincoln Trail in Mahomet.
I love it.
It's become a known tradition among the students. Thank you, Karen. You bet, Karen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the nice note.
Yeah, and Debbie said something on Facebook. I just listened to my favorite segment. So, obviously, talking about Ditka and Johnny.
Yep.
And yay, Bears win. Lynn White, high five all around.
Yeah.
And a lot of good morning greetings on Facebook. 359-2255 if you want to chime in.
Yep, and we do the romper room. Hi, Angie. Hey, Jason. Way
exactly.
To go, Michael. Good morning. Morning, Keith.
For sure.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, Marcus. Hi, Deb. Hey, Lynn. We do that romper room
and
thing.
Since it is October 9th, Lante's 50.
Lante is 50.
Welcome to the new decade.
I mean, we all know what he's doing. He's at that library again.
Yeah, dang it. If we could just...
He is amazing. The guy carries out Civil War books, and it's World War I books. He's just a fiend.
Right.
He reads and reads, and then, you know, 50th birthday, you think he'd go out or do something? No, sir. He is in the library, in the stacks, reading and just absorbing knowledge.
Yes.
That's what that sponge does. Well, happy birthday, Lante. We're glad you were born. All right, let's see here. Speaking of Stever, we have a Moe's going on for 23 more minutes. If you want to go to GoStever.com, you can register and accept all in the same 3 minutes. If you're already a member, you sign in, you look up where you wrote down the password because you forgot it, and then you click accept, and you get a meal kit from Moe's. These are these serves 4 to 6 meal kits, and there's a choice of, I think, 3 of them. The one I heard Kenny tell me is... fajitas, yeah. So you can have kind of a home tailgate there going on for your favorite sports or Illinois or something. But just know that Moe's Southwest Grill on Neal, right next to OSF Urgent Care, they have these wonderful meal kits. So they're $40 each. I'm giving out 5 of them. You have to go to GoStever.com and click accept.
Okay.
Benghazi was a horrific event in 2012. We lost 4 American lives, including an ambassador. I talked to Tonto Peronto, who was one of the guys there in the movie, 13 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Tonto was one of the key guys, and he was a compelling interview I loved. We ran it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The guy we had earlier last hour, I kind of like that. This is a guy that was ambushed in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm not sure where he was ambushed, but it was 8 bullets. He survived. He's very uplifting. He's a patriot, he's a U.S. Navy SEAL, he's a lieutenant, and he loves America. It's almost out of vogue now to say you love America. I love America. I love this incredible nation. And maybe it is because I've been blessed to travel all over the world. I've seen stuff. And maybe that's what we need, because that's one of the references he said. He said, maybe people just don't get it. His name is Jay Redmond, Lieutenant Jason Jay Redmond. It must tear you up to hear the way people are talking about America right now.
You know, Stevie, it's dumbfounding. And you know what it is it's a lot of people that have never been to other parts of the world. They take for granted how great America is, and it is just sad. America was built on freedom and opportunity and sacrifice, And yes, so there's some areas of our country we can be better. Unequivocally, everyone is. No one is perfect. No country is perfect. But I tell you what, we are better than any other country that's out there. And, you know, I have friends from many other nations, and some of them take offense to that. And I said, you show me another country that in 244 years has become as strong and capable and enabled other countries around the world to be better than America.
Any urge to run for something, Jay?
Maybe someday. My wife and I have an agreement that I won't do anything for the kids that are out of the house. You know, Stevie, politics has become so vicious, nothing is off limits. They'll go after your kids, and that's, I just hate that. You know, I feel like there should be some boundaries to politics, but there are no more. And they will find anything. If your kid did something, then, you know, they'll attack your kid and do whatever they can. It's just sad. It's a sad state of affairs. We're so divided. We need good leaders. I mean, I'll give a shout out to my friend Dan Crenshaw. Dan is an amazing example of pointing out the facts, having conviction in his beliefs, but not instantly attacking. He uses facts as his offensive, and he does it in a very even-mannered keel, and I believe that's what we need.
Yeah, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, yeah, he's a good man.
Nice.
When you were in that ambush in 2007 and got 8 bullets and had dozens of surgeries, you were fighting for my opportunity to wear a MAGA hat or an Obama T-shirt without getting hurt. It's changed, Jay. It's changed. It's crazy.
It has changed. And you know, some of it, we've done it to ourselves. I've talked to some of my friends. I mean, Stevie, I'm guilty. I'm guilty because what we've done is over the last 30, 40 years, we have allowed political correctness to become the tone of the nation. And I'm definitely a conservative, but I'm probably more liberal in my social views. And my mindset is, hey, if you're a contributing member of our nation, and what you're doing does not negatively or illegally impact other people, then that's what freedom is. But some of these individuals from these groups are just beating people up, and we have been quiet. The silent majority has just been quiet. And instead of voicing it, saying, hey, you know what? That's fine that you have your view, but you're not going to beat us over the head with a bat with it. But we haven't. We've been so quiet. We've just sat back, and I'm guilty. So now is the time. The silent majority has got to step up, but we got to step up in a smart way. In a way where we try and bring people together, just like Dan Crenshaw. I was appalled last night to see these yahoos in Michigan, you know, that were like, hey, we're gonna try and capture or kill the Michigan governor. I mean, that's, you know, that, all that's doing is inflaming the division we already have,
yep.
Decisions like that.
Yep.
And so, you know, you've got that on the right, and then, of course, you have Antifa and Black Lives Matter movements on the left. That's dangerous. I've watched this happen in other countries, and they've devolved into civil war. And I, you know, see, the last thing I ever want to see again is war, especially not on my own soil.
Lieutenant Jason J. Redmond earlier on the show, book is titled Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. And he said everything starts in your mind when talks about your own change and your own overcoming.
Right.
Because as we call this, you know, facetiously, but half serious, this is 2 hours of expression, 2 hours of kind of therapy where we can kind of say stuff. And so it's important that in your own attitude and your own approach to life, it's as possible as you can, because possible is brighter than can't do it. And you can get in a swirl of negative that's really hard to come out of. So
you talked about the X spot and trying to get off the X. So might do life assessment into the weekend and see how you can get off your X and move forward.
So you tripped my trigger about the fair tax.
Yes.
And how we ought to vote for it, because 97% of the state's people will not pay more or even get a tax cut, because we're going to hit those evil million and billionaires, because that's just what we do here. And then I said, well, there's something there you need to know, and that is the state legislature can change their mind and actually raise taxes on all of us whenever. And so I would vote for the fair tax if I could get a signed pledge from Governor Pritzker that I would be paid double my Social Security for the rest of my life if they raise my taxes based on the promises of this vote.
Mm.
If they do that, I vote for it. Okay? So call the governor's office. Say Stevie J will support your fair tax. If you pledge, you will double whatever Social Security is going to give me for the rest of my life if you touch my age bracket and you touch any bracket with a tax hike in the coming years. Because they'll have that opportunity to do whatever they want with different brackets as we go as part of the deal. It's right now, it's for the top people.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, with the history of Illinois, can I trust that? Oh, sure. That's what they said.
Right. There's some slick ad campaigns out right now.
All you need to know is that they gave themselves an automatic raise in July in the heat of the pandemic. And all they said was, well, it was automatic. I know I'm against that. I can't believe we did. Yeah. You knew what you were doing. And we know you knew what you were doing. So that's why I'm voting against the fair tax unless I get a signed pledge from the governor of the state of Illinois that Illinois will pay me double whatever Social Security pays me when I retire for the rest of my life, every month.
Well, something new has to be done.
Try attracting businesses with your attractive tax code in Illinois. Try doing something like making it attractive to live in the state.
How do we figure this out?
You don't vote for Democrats in the state of Illinois. They've controlled it forever. Maybe you want to try something else.
Rauner didn't forward things.
Well, he
on.
Didn't. Couldn't do anything with the Democratic legislature.
With Madigan,
give the Republicans the Senate, the House, and the governorship, and give them 6 years or 8 years. And if it's not better, go Democrat for the rest of your existence. I mean, it just isn't working the way it is now. And who's to blame? It's the Democrats that have been running everything, right?
And we're getting more comments on Facebook. I'm with you, Stevie, says Lan. Michelle says no to the unfair tax. Sadly, leaders of our state have mismanaged tax dollars for decades.
Just double
Who
my...
can trust them to be fair now?
Double my Social Security, whatever the Social Security Administration is going to give me in my retirement, double it every month for the rest of my life, and I'll vote for your fair tax. But you have to pledge not to raise any more taxes like you said you were going to do.
Uh-huh.
And just do that, and I'm in.
Okay.
I need a signed pledge.
Also,
legal.
A Go Navy
legal.
In there for
legal.
Lieutenant Jay Redman. Go Navy, because he talked about
Navy
the SEALs.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so let's do some sports. Advancing the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Astros. Not a good day for Tampa Bay yesterday. New York Yankees, 5-1 winners over the Rays. Now that series tied at 2 apiece, so deciding game 5 is tonight. And of course, Tampa Bay Buccaneers took a loss. The Bears beat them 20-19 yesterday. Carlos Santos with their kick at 117. And then Tom Brady, the announcers are saying, oh yeah, Brady can really move the ball in a minute. That's a lot of time, and you better watch out. But he got a little confused about what downs were left.
Lost track of downs.
Shoot.
Thought there was a fifth down.
There's that.
He held up his four fingers saying, isn't this fourth down?
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'm sorry. It was fourth down there.
Yeah. Tennessee with more positive tests. The Buffalo Bills game, it looks like right now, will be Tuesday at 5. Did you hear about some of the Titans organizing their own practice at a private school?
Nope. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Is that in the protocol?
Not so much.
Yeah.
Sunday, the Broncos-Patriots game now bumped to Monday. We also have some Blackhawks news. They will not re-sign Corey Crawford. What is going on? He's a monster and was part of the Stanley Cup for the Blackhawks in Chicago for 2013 and 2015. And it looks like at the Las Vegas Shriners golfing outing, Bryson DeChambeau was on top of the leaderboard.
He's back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's pretty much sports. NBA has the Lakers up 3-1 as they face Miami tonight. So we'll see what happens there.
Text in, Stevie, beware what you ask for, because if the amendment passes the fair tax, they will then tax your retirement income, including Social Security, at whatever level they want.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Dave, for that text, because I've now added to my amendment. It is not only a signed guarantee of double my Social Security monthly, but it's tax-free.
Okay,
then. The extra Social Security doubling thing is a tax-free annuity.
Okay.
So there you go. So thank you for that tip.
Add a little pork to what you were suggesting.
A little lawyery there. So I will vote for the fair tax if I'm given a signed pledge from Governor Pritzker in the state of Illinois and a legal document that says they'll double whatever my Social Security is if they ever touch any other tax bracket, because they said it's just for the rich. And you know. And the lottery's for school. And you know, the school books and the pencils and all the things you're helping with the lottery? And that's true. It does go towards school books, but they took the school book fund and took that out of there.
I see.
It was such a sleight of hand joke.
Ugh.
What?
The forecast?
No.
Okay.
We'll do that in a second.
Okay, good.
Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage will help you maximize the yield on your investment. Strength of Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage is in their numbers. Financing agricultural needs for nearly 150 years, 100,000 plus acres under Busey's management. 9 licensed real estate brokers. 9 brokers, 2 state certified general real estate appraisers, to help you understand the relationship of your farm to the marketplace. Busey understands your operation, serving farms of all sizes, small, large commercial, agribusinesses. Put your trust in the experienced team at Busey for your ag services, farm management, and agricultural needs. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY. Go to Busey.com to maximize the yield on your investment. They know the ins and outs of all the ag. It's Busey, over 150 years of service. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Okay. Now we can do the ESPN 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
And it's looking good. We've got a high of 83 today and 60 our low into the evening tonight. 82 to 57 the temperature range with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high 82, low 62 on Sunday. Slight chance of showers and the isolated shower chance at 30% by Monday. We have that Alzheimer's walk tomorrow and it starts virtually in neighborhoods all over East Central Illinois around 10. The virtual start with meet part of the ceremony at 9:30. So alz.org for details on that. Right now, the temperature is at 54 on ESPN 93.5.
So if Governor Pritzker, because he could certainly do it with his own wealth, would guarantee me, Stevie J, double whatever Social Security is going to be paying me, and I'm not even sure what that number is, but double it with tax-free benefits, if you ever raise anybody else's taxes. Because you just said it's going to just affect the 3% of the super rich because it's time they pay their fair share. I'm so tired of the same argument.
I know. So if you have an opinion, 359-2255, or you can always Facebook message us and we podcast the show.
So guarantee
StevieJay.com.
StevieJay.com. Thank you. You can hear all of the Jay Redmond interview and everything else.
Exactly.
But if you want to get my vote, you'll just simply have to guarantee me that you will not come back and get more from me, and just do the number that is on the screen. 97% won't be affected. It's only fair that the rich pay their fair share. Okay. But don't come back and tax me and guarantee me, and I'll vote for it. So there's that. I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Microsoft will let its employees work from home permanently. Tech website The Verge says it has reviewed the company's hybrid workplace guidance. It allows employees to work from home for less than 50% of their working week, or managers can approve permanent remote work. It will allow employees to relocate within the U.S. with approval, or they could even ask to move outside the U.S. if it's viable for their job. Shares of major cannabis producers Aurora Cannabis and Canopy Growth are rallying after Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris said in Wednesday's debate that marijuana would be decriminalized under a Biden administration. Netflix is expanding its operation in the United Kingdom after the global success of The Crown and other British productions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court.
The legacy, the seat that is left open now by Justice Ginsburg.
She enjoyed friendships with uncommon bedfellows, people like Justice Scalia, but recognized that at the end of the day, they served an institution and they did so with dignity and honor.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tonight?
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget. At 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
In the spring, a man named Rick Rose drew the wrath of strangers after he practically shouted on Facebook that he wasn't buying a mask. 2 months later, he got COVID-19. He posted he was struggling to breathe. Days later, he died. That post, among the Ohio man's final public words on Facebook, attracted 3,100 ha-ha.
Ooh.
3,100 people. Rabbi Kevin Beamel will be coming up in a few moments on the social media and COVID shaming, fighting a toxic combination. Discuss that in a moment. Okay, this Hurricane 3 now, Delta hitting right in the western part, kind of western central part. We're headed toward Lafayette, where you were.
The Cajun heartland, right where the spur meets the boot, is what I used to say to my Illinois friends who were coming to visit me.
You know that the last one that hit, this is going the exact same pattern.
Right.
You know the damage of the last one? 73,000 homes. 10,000 homes were completely demolished. 10,000 homes. Think of, go up and down the streets. 1, 2, 3, 10,000. And it's hitting the same area again. This is a really bad one. Need to say a prayer for the people down there. It's now a 3. Hurricane Katrina was a 4. This is a bad hurricane that's just bearing down. Evacuations, hopefully, very, very, very plentiful this time around. Since the last time I heard a resident say, I told my wife after the last one, which was, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
We're never doing this again.
It's been quite a season.
And they left, so.
When I interviewed for the radio job, I remember seeing the damage they talked about from Andrew back in the early 90s. We've got a couple of texts in. Dasko said there is a ban in Illinois on taxing retirement income, so that isn't a concern. The fair tax allows the tax to be raised only in the highest earners. I don't understand how this new amendment would make it easier to raise the taxes of all, which is the only option under the current structure, if that was the true objective.
The Chicago Tribune ran a story that suggested that that's going to be possible, that they can change their mind and go back to various age brackets or one other income brackets and just arbitrarily change it. And then shortly after, because Governor Pritzker, I think, put $50 million of his own money into this thing.
I know.
So he wants to get this through, but if there's no guarantee, Megan has sent in, hey, Stevie, can you add me to your agreement, please? So Stevie and Megan are now on the list to get double Social Security if you ever come back and raise my taxes against this particular fair tax vote. And then Governor Pritzker said, we're probably going to raise you all 20% if this doesn't pass. What the heck kind of extortion? Is that like a real threat here?
Kevin Brantoul, how about the politicians take a pay cut and give up their life health insurance and pension after only 8 years of being a politician and have term limits? Oh, that would save the state of Illinois a lot of money instead of the fair tax law.
Silly Kevin. That's nice. It's cute, too. Yeah, we'll bring it up next session.
Thanks for joining therapy with us.
Yep, 829-359-2255. You want to chime in?
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces. Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, expecting to be cleared by the White House doctor, wants to get back out campaigning in person.
After the White House physician released a memo saying the president could return to public engagements on Saturday, President Trump said on Hannity that treatment he received for COVID-19 is making it possible.
It's a whole new day.
He said his team is working to schedule last-minute weekend rallies in Florida and Pennsylvania.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Nobel Peace Prize goes to the United Nations World Food Program.
The agency praised for its efforts to combat hunger, particularly in conflict zones and during the coronavirus outbreak. The program's director, former South Carolina Governor David Beasley, says the award is deeply humbling.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Justice Department is suing Yale University, accusing the school of discriminating against white and Asian students in the admissions process. Yale's president says their admissions practices are completely fair and lawful. America's listening to Fox News.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, National Weather Service.
Well, we bumped up to 56 this morning. Plenty of sunshine. If we get up to 86, that ties a record from 2018. 83 our expected high and 60 our low into the evening tonight. Up to 81 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 57. 82 to 62, the temperature range with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. Chance of showers at 10%, 30% as we get into Monday. Again, 56 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so,
fair tax.
Yeah, you know, the texter said that Governor Pritzker's raising taxes on him, guys like him.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's going to do fine with, what is he, $5 billion? I think Governor Pritzker's worth $5 billion.
So how exactly is that suspicious?
Well, he'll pay more because he can. It's no sweat there. The only issue is this. If you want to vote for the fair tax, vote for the fair tax. I'm just suggesting that they can come back and raise taxes on other income brackets. And if that's the case, do you trust them to not do that? And I don't, based on history. That's all.
$3.4 billion on Pritzker's
value.
Oh,
man, he's really lagging. Mm-hmm. So it's, and then for them to say, okay, Governor Pritzker, oh, we're going to raise it 20%. So if it doesn't pass, we'll just raise 20%. Okay. And then apparently the business tax goes up about a point. And then the minimum wage is, what is that now, 10? It's going to 15. I know a company that spent $10,000 on the last payroll on their workers and had seven fewer workers. What you do is you won't hire more people. You'll get what you have and work them more.
Right.
And then as it gets to 15, your Big Mac's got to cost $7. What I don't think, maybe politicians don't get it because they've never run a business, but you can't just raise taxes and not think they're going to pass that to you and me.
Right.
They're not going to absorb it.
Or the charities that they normally support.
They're not going to support. They won't be able to do it.
So Paul and Muhammad has this text in to 359-2255 saying, I heard the stat that 23 million evangelicals did not vote.
Evangelicals
did not vote in the last presidential election. I'm assuming because they did not trust Donald Trump to do the right thing. I'm pretty sure those questions have been answered and there are plenty of things for them to vote for now. And then what's the definition of high income? You know the government, they'll make changes to make more and more money, says David Urbana.
It just no matter what they say now, the question is, do you trust them to stay with it? And I don't think they have the track record and the credibility to trust it. That's all. So they're asking for more, just get the rich. Because mm-hmm. everyone wants to beat up the rich. Because mm-hmm. they're creating too many jobs anyway. So let's just cream them. It doesn't make any sense. Where am I? Well, where am I? We got an interesting interview coming up. Stand by. Just getting a ton of texts coming in. Well, let's not forget the Governor Pritzker was pulling toilets out of his mansion to get away from paying taxes. Well, there is that. All right. Very serious issue about shaming on social media about COVID. Stand by. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
Well, Rabbi Kevin Bemmel. Is that how I say it, Rabbi?
That is how you say it. Well done.
Rabbi Kevin Bemmel, specialist in human behavior. He's a rabbi. He joined the United States Navy after spending almost 30 years in the business world. Hmm. That's an interesting path, Rabbi.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 9/11 was life-changing for me. So it was like Pearl Harbor for my generation, for our generation.
What in the heck's going on with the world? I mean, social media and this man who said, I'm not wearing a face mask, I'm not buying one. Later, he got sick, then he died, and then people were putting the ha-ha emoji on, laughing. I mean, it seems to me that there's plenty of hate going around, but the ones that accuse others of hate are kind of the ones doing the hating. So it seems very backwards and upside down right now, Rabbi.
I think you're right, and I think this is one of the things at least that's going on. So for the last 6-7 months, we've been quarantined or locked down, or most of us have. We've had little, if any, contact with people with whom we disagree, although we may, you know, argue with our spouses or whatever. And as a result, our siloing has become much, much worse. And as well, we're insulated in social media from any result of doing something mean. And so people can do these things, and it doesn't really, from their standpoint, impact their lives. And so the whole system sort of feeds on itself and is spiraling down in terms of our behavior between each other, making it worse and worse. And that's how you get these sort of, Alice through the looking glass, the people who say we shouldn't hate are the ones, spewing the hatred. Because they're in sort of an echo chamber, yeah. There's no one around that can set them straight in terms of their behavior.
Maybe it's kind of like a credit card. You'd never pay $700 cash for something, but you'd certainly charge it in a second. When you text something or you type it, you'd never say it, but you're willing to type it.
Well, yes, I think that's part of it. But I think if you consider what, although social media was built as a community building tool, in reality, it's a tribal building tool, and tribal in the negative sense of that word, where I'm only with the people who think like I do, speak like I do, or whatever. And so speaking it out loud, while it may seem like it would deter us from making these kinds of remarks, because we're getting adulation for doing them, I'm not sure in the end that would actually work. I think what we need to do, all of us, is actively practice thinking about the other person, especially the other person with whom we may disagree. We need to personalize that person and remember that this is a human being, not just a face on a Facebook page or some other social media site.
Yep. On net gain, I think social media has been a net negative. What do you think, Rabbi?
I agree with that. It really has caused us to be less and less social in the sense of really interacting with other people and getting to know them. So I don't mean to rag on Facebook because it's true of all of them, you know, but we use this term Facebook friend, but that's not really what a friend is, right? We have no real relationship with these people.
Right.
We have no reliance on them. But if you have 1,000 Facebook friends, it gives you a certain feeling of connectedness, but in reality, we remain isolated. And social media has created this funny sort of situation where we emotionally, at the same time, feel like we're very popular, and yet we're probably more disconnected today than we've ever been before.
Isn't that interesting?
We
interesting
really
dynamic.
Need to get off of our computers and with other people, even if it's only on the telephone where we're talking with people. That's better than interacting in this sort of echo chamber of social media.
And now we're encouraged and actually required to dress like bank robbers these days with hats, sunglasses, and masks. So, Rabbi Kevin Bemmel, my friend, how do people connect with you? Are you out there where people can read more about what you do?
I am. They can go to my website. It's at bemmel.com, B-E-M-E-L.com, and they can check out my show that launches today on C-Suite TV, the Way to Wow show, and it'll be up on YouTube starting on Tuesday. Again, the Way to Wow show. I'm the host, and I talk to a number of people in all the 9 major facets of our life, from health to relationships to our identities. I think you'll find it very, very interesting.
Man, you're like the jazz singer, man. You're a singer, you're a talker, you're Rabbi Kevin Bemmel. You're multi-talented, sir. Well, great meeting you. Maybe we can chat again sometime.
I'd love it. Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Rabbi Kevin Bemmel out in Los Angeles this morning, B-E-M-E-L. On ESPN 93.5.
And Bemmel.com.
Just all about love.
It is.
I've had tweets where I did not push send after I thought about it for 2 minutes, thinking it was probably something sports related. And in the U of I case, I know some of the guys, so why would I diss them?
I know it.
When you think about that, it's just a horrible thing to have in your hand when you're mad.
It is.
Horrible. 842.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenich, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation, so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less. Call me today at 217-714-0883.
And MLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage license.
Tapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois, is looking for a few outstanding people. You need a desire to provide customers quality service with integrity and honesty, a commitment to maintain a more than 45-year tradition of excellence, a clean driving record, and love to solve problems and work outdoors. If you want to join the Tapman's team, apply in person in Urbana at 810 East Perkins Road or online at tapmanstowing.com. Tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC.
paid for by the United States Army.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign. As the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard, featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and on Sundays, 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
All right, jump to a little morning sports. The Bears. The Bears.
Yeah, Carlos Sanchez had that kick at 1:17 left in the game. 20-19 was the final over Tampa Bay.
I mean, first time since 2012, they're 4-1.
I know it.
And that was a good win last night. Their best of the year, in my opinion. I mean, the Giants, you know, some of these other Detroit.
A lot of them have come down to the last few minutes.
Well, and the other teams they beat weren't very good. This was a good one.
Well, and Tampa Tom Bay's Brady's confusion on what down is, it helped a lot.
Well, it was fourth, and it was actually fifth. So yeah,
we'll take it.
Missed it.
Tampa Bay actually had a bad day yesterday. The New York Yankees beat the Rays, and that final was 5-1. So series tied at 2 apiece. They got to do something in the American League today on deciding Game 5. Now moving on, Astros beat the A's 11-6 on the American League side. So Astros are waiting to see who they play in the Yankees or Rays after tonight's game. And then the Dodgers, 12-3 winners over the San Diego Padres, and the Atlanta Braves swept Miami, and 7-0 was the final yesterday. NBA have the Lakers up 3-1 in that playoff series as they face Miami tonight. On to more football news. Tennessee had more Titans testing positive. I believe 5 more players that game against the Buffalo Bills Tuesday at 5 at this point. And the Broncos Patriots, there were some issues there, so they bumped that to Monday from Sunday. Blackhawks decided not to re-sign Corey Crawford, who was part of the Stanley Cup receiving for the Chicago Blackhawks in 2013 and 2015. And we also have the golfing going on with Bryson DeChambeau on top at the Shriners in Las Vegas. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
So we had somebody win a Jets Stever, where I give out Jets pizza today. It was Moe's meal kits, but we do Jets as well. And the people said we'd never, ever, ever had Jets. And now it's their favorite pizza. How about that?
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jets Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough, inspired by the Motor City, topped with premium mozzarella and Mama Jets secret sauce, then baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Jets is Detroit-style pizza. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni pizza, just $13.99. Online code PAIR. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Here's your weather for the I don't know, maybe it's Friday and I'm just absolutely blanking.
It's
I need a Joe Biden teleprompter. That's what I need.
Okay, there you go. 83 the high with sunshine, 60 our low into the evening tonight, 81 the high Saturday and Sunday, down to around 60 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions, chance of rain at 10%, bumps up to a 30% shot of showers coming into Monday, which is Columbus Day. Some people have the day off, I'm not sure who. 57 the temperature now on ESPN 93.5.
Mike Kessel's a partner of ours with Edward D. Jones. Mike is a major in the Army and is an American hero himself, having gone over and fought during the entire Afghanistan and Iraq war. Mike Kessel just helped one of our listeners who said, I am on the right track. I'm now cutting down on retirement contributions till I pay off my high interest. Mm. Mike gave him that advice.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Mike Kessel, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we focus on what's important to you. We use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact us, 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
They might be creepy, quirky, or even cute, but this Halloween season, the scarecrows are coming. Be part of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Foundation's first ever scarecrow hunt. Create your best scarecrow and display it outside your business. The Chamber will encourage everyone to visit your location, see your scarecrow, and vote for their favorites. There's even a grand prize for the scarecrow with the most votes. The $75 entry fee benefits the iRead iCount program in both Champaign and Urbana schools. Register now at champaigncounty.org.
Enjoy all the colors of fall at Baytown Apartments. For 40 acres of community fun, you can take in the fresh air on our beautifully maintained grounds. Hike the mile path around the sparkling lake that is Instagram pretty. The scattered sculpture garden makes for a great, easy stroll while you wave hello to all of your friendly neighbors. Nestled right in the middle of all your shopping and lifestyle needs. Baytown Apartments offers a quiet, resort-like living experience in our gated amenity-filled community. Check out our available 1 and 2 bedroom apartments at Baytown.net. That's Baytown with an E.net.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Yeah, somebody to shout out to Lante, who turns 50 baby. Today. I think they're doing a show, if it's a kind of a pre-recorded, because I think Lon's off, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
No. Anyway, their drive is this afternoon, 4 to 6. Lante is 50. As mentioned earlier, I had mentioned that I'm sure he'll spend a great deal of his day in the library today, as he always does, because he's always in the stacks learning about philosophy and history. And
when he went to SIU, I'm sure that was
No, it's all he did. Uh-huh. I think his nickname was Brainiac.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Oh, yeah. So happy birthday, Lon, and please don't kill too many brain cells. In any event, we're glad Lon's been on the air with us 10 years, and I remember seeing him on WAND Decatur 1998 and thinking, I like that guy. He's got something. He's got an edge or something.
Yeah.
He's a very talented man, and we're excited to still have him on the radio from 4 to 6. And people in my family still joking about the arbitrary randomness of your thanks for the job, Stevie. What the, you said that like 2 weeks ago.
I did.
I said, you're welcome. Hello. Thanks for being here.
I'm just appreciative.
Well, we're appreciative of Diane Ducey and all the community work she does every single day and every year. You're out tomorrow at the Alzheimer's Walk?
I'm done the virtual start already.
Okay, so you've done that. It's all different. I keep thinking we're gathering. We're not gathering.
You're gathering, but in your own neighborhood.
Right,
and
yeah.
Staying safe.
It's not as fun as 400 people together.
A lot of people saying this is working. Like the walk to defeat ALS that was a few weeks ago. $75,000.
Incredible creativity.
Right.
It's not as good as gathering. It's great. You got to do what you got to do to make it through, but it's people need people. We need each other.
Yes, that's for sure.
We can't sit in our recliners and get fat and just like the movie WALL-E, I told you.
Yeah.
It's just going to grow up and have big gulps and sit in recliners and lose a little bone mass over the years.
That's right. That's right.
Why do I remember that quote?
It does feel like it's going that way.
We will.
And the people that I know that have been quarantining more and trying to stay safe and very nervous about it, they're stewing about just the little minute things and, writing complaint letters two miles long. I just.
Let go.
Yes.
Let go. Let God. That's what my mom tells me.
Love that.
All right. We'll be back Monday with another week of full therapy.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 9 every morning. And so many of you tell me you are hearing us and appreciate what we're saying. And we're not making anything up. We're just being authentic and real. And sometimes people don't like all the things you say. I say, I'm not going to blame Diane.
But so many folks are saying they just appreciate us being the voice for the small business,
well,
especially.
Well, didn't mean to do that either, but man, sometimes you just got to rear up and say, whoa. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you so much. Blessings. God bless you and have a blessed weekend. Talk to you Monday morning.
Circuit Judge Jason Baum believes that all people are created with the same inherent value, worth, and dignity. Judge Baum was recently endorsed by the trades and labor unions in both Decatur and Champaign. In endorsing Judge Baum, they said it is imperative that voters elect judges that are impartial and fair in their decisions. Judge Baum is the recommended choice this November. Learn more at judgejasonbaum.com.
Paid for by friends of Judge Jason Baum.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email, and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIP. Your registered investment advisor.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign as the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and on Sundays, 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
SJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 2702 Boulder, Urbana, Illinois, 61802, or email hr@sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer, encouraging minorities and females to apply.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life, whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems? Did you know there is an organization that lodges nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497. One's efforts can make a difference to so many.
Chad Burnett, also resource officer, Urbana Police Department. You're at the high school. How has that changed?
Kids get older. Obviously, they're more set in their ways. But, you know, I try to be present in the hallways. I try to be present in the cafeteria while I'm there. Smile, say hello. And you'd be surprised the amount. amount of kids that will actually come up and talk to you and have the interaction with you. And I just want to continue that and develop that and alleviate some of those fears that they may have of the police.
Why do you want to do this, Chad?
It's important. Youth today, you know, they have an apprehension and a fear of police. I think it's important that we break that down, establish that in the school so it carries back over to the street. I think it makes our officers more presentable to youth when they're on the street. And I think, as the saying, youth, you know, we work with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to build those relationships. It's going to be a better thing for both sides.
Why did you want to be a police officer?
I think being a police officer, it gave me an opportunity to help people. That's a pretty general answer, but it's the truth.
You're listening.